It is Danielle Platt, and I have some really exciting news that I am sharing on today's podcast. I haven't been live in a little while, but it is my mission, and it is continuously my mission, to work with people to take your art and your heart and your message into the world. Our podcast, which has always been Looking Good, is now being rebranded as Art and Heart, because as we walk around and we are meeting people with incredible stories, stories around fashion, food, fitness, family, and of course, fun. These incredible stories, their art, their heart, their story, it needs to be shared in the world. So we have some major developments. We're now in South Florida. It's kind of wild, the idea of moving your entire family and moving your life and saying, we are no longer going to live in a space where everything is super familiar and super friendly and a place that we've called home for 20 years. We are going to go to the Sunshine State, where everything is unfamiliar, but that is where we have family and there's reasons to be there. And as we go around our day, we have been meeting really incredible people. You know, I wasn't planning on coming here and finding out I can't walk. I wasn't planning on coming to Florida and shutting down our publicity business. I was planning on coming here and continuing building fashion brands and taking people's message, your art, your heart, to the world. That was my plan, because my mission is for everybody to know you are limitless. You could be and do anything you want to be. So I planned on coming to South Florida and continuing this publicity journal and telling people's art, taking people's art and heart into the world. Well, I got a hip replacement. Crazy things happen. I'm super excited now to say that it's been quite a journey, but I could dance, I could sing. And along this way, we have met just the most incredible people. As a publisher, as a journalist, I can't hold on to these stories. They're not for one to one when these stories, they need to be one to many. They need to go into the world. I met a woman, and she takes care of bees and thought, I'm going to make honey. So we're going to introduce you to the beekeeper who took her idea and now has beautiful Palm Beach honey. We have met, I walked into the most gorgeous jewelry store, floor length fish tanks of seahorses. Just this morning, we met with somebody who is doing, he has a museum tour. It's called End Hate Now. It's a mission that he has, but it's a museum tour that's going around South Florida to educate and inform people of hate and how we can kind of go through the light. I share this all because I'm continuously the person that people will always call for a restaurant, a museum, something to do with your kids. I'm in perpetual search for happiness. And now we're doing it in Florida. We're here to find art and heart in every corner that we can. And I cannot wait to share these incredible stories with you. I am in perpetual search for them. And I cannot wait to meet everybody in this town and bring you their stories. And clearly you could tell I'm really excited. This is what I've been doing my entire life, finding things that are cool and sharing it. And I'm so excited to have this platform to share it with you. So without further ado, I'd love for you guys to come along with me on this journey. How can you do that? Well, first of all, I wrote a book. It's called Looking Good. Three ways anybody can have a fashion line and be a sales rock star. Go ahead, grab the book for free at danielleplatt.com. And that way I can kind of get you guys into the loop of everybody whose art and heart we're sharing with the world. We are also going to be starting a Facebook group. It's going to be Art and Heart on Facebook. So find me on Facebook and join the movement. I'm really excited for this. Again, we're going to be, it's everything about seeking happiness, sharing your art and your heart, your story. It really matters. Taking it from one-to-one to the world. We're going to be focusing on fashion, food, fitness, family, and of course, fun. Lastly, the one thing that I'm going to specifically talk to you about today is I met a woman, her name is Caroline, and we met in Tampa a couple of weeks ago. She had this incredible career working for a technology travel company. Really wonderful career, loves to travel, super talented, really successful in her job. And through COVID, everything changed. She decided at a pivotal point in her life, it could have been really logical to stay in technology, to stay in the travel industry. like her insides were, her inner artist was calling her. She had to let it out. She had to go and create. That is what she was born to do. And that piece of her, that creative inside of her, it was still there and it wanted to be let out. She also is super passionate about saving the world and sustainability and keeping the planet clean. Something that I personally, as many of you guys know, I take a huge stance on sustainability. I tell everybody, love more, get to know the people, the artists, the makers, the doers, love more, have less, and really just get in there with gratitude, loving what you have. Well, that is what Caroline did with the line that she created. It is called Sustain and Sparkle. I met her and she told me how she's converting glassware, wine bottles into works of art. And it took me a while to even understand. I mean, I've been to like fairs where they take your favorite wine bottle and they flatten it out and they make it into something cool. But she actually is on a mission for sustainability to actually work with restaurants and stores and people so you can turn what is clearly beautiful, but not necessarily needed in somebody's house. I mean, how often do you throw away your beautiful wine bottles? Even though you know they're beautiful, they don't have a purpose anymore. She figured out how to turn these beautiful wine bottles into works of art. So they now remain in your house with a place of purpose and you can repurpose them throughout the year. It's really beautiful. We went to her home, which has become a warehouse. A full supply chain is running back there. And for me, I'm somebody that always really likes warehouses. I always get high. I kind of like get high on shopping in warehouses, I should say. But I'm always somebody that like loves to know, how do you put the toothpaste in the tube? How did you make this? I want to know the details of what goes into the things that turn it into art. And she took us on a tour of her factory studio. Once upon a time, somebody would call it a living room, but she's creating a movement of sparkler, she's creating a movement for sustainers and sparklers, for people to not keep wasted glass on this planet and to keep their home and their life decorated with beauty. So without further ado, I'd like to just show you the tape of the tour we have of her warehouse. I think you're gonna like it. And she's at Sustain and Sparkle. Meet Caroline.
Okay, so I just walked into Caroline's house. I actually don't even know your last name. What's your last name?
Carcellia.
Carcellia.
In Italian.
In Italian.
Like Casseglia in American.
And look at what I get to see. So before she just wants to tell me everything about it. And I felt like, wait, we got a video. All right, so let's do a little tour.
So I came up with this idea in the spring, early spring of 2020 during the shutdown. And I started researching. When we had the shutdown, actually, I found a lot of these beautiful bottles and jars and glass objects that I had collected all over the world that I felt like, at the time, I felt, you know, let me do something with them someday. But as a corporate executive that traveled the world and was traveling every week, I never had time to do that. My weekends were spent unpacking, repacking, basically.
Pretty much.
So with the shutdown, it gave me the ability, when I found them, I said, I've got to do something with them. What am I going to do with them? So I started researching. And I wanted to see, do these companies that use all this glass take their bottles back, take their jars back, take... And the answer is pretty much no. So in the U.S., we do have, well, actually all over the world, I should say, we are a use it and discard it society. And there are pockets of the world that are very good at recycling, you know, bringing the glass bottles back. But that's kind of a minority. And what I learned with all my research is 70% of wine bottles alone end up in landfills. And when they end up in landfills, that means they're going to take no less than 1,000 years. Some reports say 1 million years to disintegrate. So I said, there's got to be other utilities for these things. We have to be, as a society, more responsible for what we use. And instead of just throwing it away, let's make another use of it. And it reminded me when I was a little girl, way back when, the model for the milkman, where like they would deliver your milk probably before you were born.
No, we totally had the milkman growing up.
So, you know, they
came twice
the milk
a week.
You put the bottles back out and, you know, all of that. But it's reutilizing that glass. So I started looking at, do these companies take their bottles back? And the answer is pretty much no. So what else is there to do with them? So I started reverting back to my pre-business life. I was an artist in high school. I won awards. I got a scholarship to college. And I started designing and I started illuminating and sparkling. And thus it came the idea for Sustain and Sparkle, which marries my journey in my life from, and many of our journeys in our life, from, you know, what we had done younger to what I learned along the way. My whole corporate career, I was involved in nonprofits on several boards, was chairman of the board, chairman of Tourism Cares, which is a nonprofit that takes all the travel industry companies. We had gotten together and did amazing events in the destinations the travel industry profits from. We helped them restore, clean up. We do grants. We do all kinds of great things for these beautiful destinations all over the world. And I learned a lot about sustainability and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, as I also did with my former corporate life and my former corporation that I worked for, who was very involved as well. So I thought, okay, what can I do to benefit, you know, the environment and kind of reutilize this glass, reutilize the art, and let's take this whole journey and bring it together with the business side of it, and let's benefit nonprofits. So every item sold benefits a nonprofit.
Okay.
There's several that I'm already working with, but I'm open to working with any of them. So it's all about, you know, giving back.
You have so many angles of how you're helping. I mean, from a sustainability, tapping into art. Art makes people feel so good. Art brings color to people's lives. Color helps stimulate molecules in the brain, makes people smile, gives people energy. And then you're tapping into sustainability and you're creating something beautiful that people can fill their homes. And then you're taking it one step further and creating a way to support nonprofits on the back end. So you really have the full loop going.
Yes.
This is gorgeous.
So
what do you have here?
So when I first started this, I started on my little kitchen table. I expanded into my office. I bought this little cart from Michael's or wherever I had it, and that's where it started, with Sparkle.
That's really cute. You saw the Sparkle sign at Michael's.
I had the Sparkle sign from another shopping excursion way back when, and I just loved it. And then it was like, oh my goodness, I totally forgot I had it. I found it, again, cleaning out, I found it. And then I made my own little Sustain and Sparkle here.
Oh, you made those? That's great. That's so cute.
Yes. I started with this one little thing right here, and then I just kept adding and adding and adding. And
you're such an artist. You're like, wait, I saw Sparkle. And then you just kept, you opened your mind, and you're overflowing with ideas.
So the design started with, last summer, I started designing, we'll go over here, 4th of July, patriotic.
Oh cause. My gosh, I really just walked into the most incredible warehouse. This
I
is
know,
so beautiful.
This warehouse will need to move out of my house at some point. But I started with the patriotic bottles, and a couple of my very close girlfriends are still high-level execs with the cruise lines.
Are you hand-making each one of these yourself?
Yes, and some helpers.
You have some little elves.
And that's that the model will evolve, where I will teach others, a lot of others,
okay,
to make these. So these were, each bottle has a name. They're all a product, and they're all a character, so to speak. So this is Stars and Stripes Forever.
I love it.
With white lights.
I mean, it's so blingy and pretty, and it's festive, perfect for July 4th.
You even have fireworks that feel vibrant fireworks. And they light up. That's amazing.
And this is from sea to shining sea, because you see the blue ocean, and the ocean is never just blue. You see the different shades, the aquas, the grays, all the different colors of the sea. At the same time, I also created a special custom bottle, if you will, for one of my dearest friends who is top level exec at Royal Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it just for her because her spirit and her energy and keeping the cruise industry going, it's just amazing.
Did you give it to her yet? Or
I
is
gave it,
here? It
to her back okay. then, and she was blown away, and she kept it on her home desk while she was on all those Zooms getting the company employees and the travel industry and the travel agents revved up for the start of cruising. This was last June. Can you imagine when things were so looking so bad at the time? And now, guess what? They're cruising again. So I was happy to be a part behind the scenes of just trying to keep her alive and keeping her energy so she could spread her energy to so many. And she's done an incredible job. She's a top leader in the industry. And my other dear friend who really inspired me, former Cruise Line CEO, just amazing with the ideas. She pushed me and pushed me to say, as soon as I developed these, well, hurry up, Halloween's coming. So we moved to Halloween, and Halloween we have, oh my goodness, tons
of design.
Gosh.
Are people dropping off bottles at your doorstep? They're all just beautiful.
Yes. In fact, I was hounding friends and family. And then I had family and friends also going to restaurants and bars. And so many phenomenal people donating their time and their bottles to me. And we would meet. In some cases, one case, I drove to Jupiter and met some of my former customers who live up in Port St. Lucie, and we met somewhere in the middle, and many others have just dropped, and they're still dropping at my curb. Cases
That's
and cases
amazing.
Of wine.
Drink more wine, create more art.
Absolutely.
And then you get to have similar bottles. If they're drinking the same wine, you can create a full run, so you can duplicate.
Yes, yes.
Look at what you've created. You've got spiders.
So this is the not so itsy
and
bitsy spider.
And ghosts?
Yes. This is not so itsy bitsy spider. As you can see, this is a gigantic spider on a little skinny bottle. So, and then we have, this is one of my favorites.
Oh, this is making me so happy. I feel like.
I'm so happy.
This is so, this is just so
whimsy
and
beautiful
and inspiring. And
sustainability goes beyond the earth. It goes to our mental health. It's the creativity. It's the creating jobs, which, you know, I want to expand. I want to grow. I want to grow not only here in the U.S., but globally.
Right.
So
expansion of your mind. That's a really good.
So I'm already thinking. So this is, diamonds are a ghost's best friend. Don't you love it? All the girls love that one. And then this one is the whimsical witch. Isn't she cute? She's even green, I'll show you.
You are super talented. What an artist. These ideas literally live in your mind. You're just playing around. And what comes out
of my mind. And
you have one here on rotation.
Oh, those are some of my custom Christmas and holiday bottles. This one is, I did these for the summer. I did the orchids. In the bottle, I did.
Was that a bird?
There's birds. There's tons of birds.
I don't want to knock anything over.
Some photography equipment, so you can just be careful. That's all.
Oh, and here you got some hamsas. Some eyes.
This is one I made for breast cancer, for the breast cancer research. And it's called Pretty in Pink.
That's okay. So, how are you promoting that one?
How am I what?
How are you promoting that one? Are you just doing it on your own social media?
Yes. So far we just so did cute. Promotion. Here's my Hamsa or Honda Fatima, both of them. And I do things like engagement.
I love it. I saw you customized. God, I don't want to knock anything
don't
over.
Worry, don't worry. Initials. I do the evil eye. This is one of my favorite ones, the evil eye. Gotta keep your luck with you. Here's another initial. Let's see. Babies.
Oh, stop it. That is so cute.
And I have girls and boys and...
You know, I feel like event planners. Whoa, what did
yes,
I
plan? Yes,
because they can. Because these are things that they would love to have, and they can reuse them for different events.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking the baby. You know, how often do you need it? It is so cute.
And here we have Hanukkah. We have more Hanukkah. I'm just getting it all out. These are.
Did you turn the glass blue? Did you color that, or that's how the glass came?
Part of the glass came that way, and I etched. So that we would have an opening so you could see the beautiful gifts inside.
You're having fun.
I loved it. I loved it. Hanukkah were some of my favorite bottles of all. I love the Hanukkah bottles. This one, I have to change the lights, actually. But this, Hanukkah, I have some new designs that I'm coming out with as well. And I do a lot with the crystals and the Hamsa. You can use these for candy, you can use them for jewelry, you can use them for office supplies, you can use them for kitchen, you can use them for anything really. And tons of Valentine's Day.
How cute is this?
So I can't wait for Valentine's Day again.
So you've thought out the full year, every holiday, to kind of do
it. I designed and designed and designed, and so many more that I'm working on. I have Mardi Gras.
COVID's been good for you.
It has.
Mardi Gras with the hat and the beads.
Yes, the Mardi Gras, and I have a saxophone, and I have a lot of Easter, and what else? I have occupations, I have things like
St. Patty's Day.
Doctors and firefighter. Hold on, let's see. The firefighter, oops. Got to put this back in, but you get the idea.
It is so cute. I can't believe you put a fireman on that. That is so cute.
And then I have teacher, I have vet, I have some of them are gone, so I'm redesigned. I have new ones come that I have to build, but.
And how much fun are you having when you're going and shopping at the warehouse for all of these supplies? You're tapping into an area of your brain that you haven't seen in a long time.
You're absolutely right on. You're right on it. I have the left brain and the right brain going, but totally, totally able to tap into the creativity now, which is amazing. I mean, I had it my whole life. Here's the yellow butterfly. And this is the year of yellow. You know that?
Illuminating yellow Pantone.
Yes, this is the year of yellow.
It is the year. Yellow and gray are the two colors. Aw, I love it.
What I've done with these,
who's always on your shoulder looking out for you?
Crystal paws on the front if there's a pet that passes, or you know, as a memorial.
Oh, I got it.
Or it could be used as a memorial to a person. And I have these wings in three different designs: either the rose gold, the white, or the gold. Gold, rose gold, and white. And then things like for Christmas, I have the nutcrackers. And all different color nutcrackers and matched with different bottles.
So I love it.
So I have the green.
So creative.
And different color lights, and I have the blue, and I have...
This would make an incredible display at a store for the holidays. I could just see a restaurant just completely...
Yes.
You know, that could be interesting too. Like if you find your local restaurants here.
Yes.
They could just put them on display. I love when they have art on the wall. Reindeer.
Yes. So I have some discussions that I'm having along those lines too.
Yeah, local artists and.
So yeah, something I have like things like just winter scenes, the snowflakes and the.
I love it. I'll come around closer.
I love this one. It's a Christmas tree. The bottle is a Christmas tree. With the star on the top. The present's here. Don't worry.
There's like little things everywhere. You're really going, really going into your brain and letting those creative juices fly.
Yeah.
And you're thinking the full year, so...
This one reminds me, when we were kids, there was always the dilemma, do we go with the colored Christmas tree lights or the white? I always like the white, but this looks really pretty, I think, with the silver and the white.
It looks really pretty, because you have the clear bottle,
could be the clear
and
bottle.
Everything else is just silver and sparkle, so you're just giving that pop of color.
And this is one, if you recall, I had given one similarly to Forbes.
You gave her a few.
She loved this.
But some of them were sold off the table. Before.
Yes, this one was.
You can even get a closer look. I saw you sold. I saw you brought the Hanukkah one.
Yes.
And you had the engagement one.
Yes. And the Hanukkah ones are limited. Those blue ones are hard to come by. So, because the blue bottle, and then I have to etch it. But Mo grabbed that from me right away.
Right away.
She's like, I want that. And Dave was like, I want that. So this is going to be his. But he hasn't seen all the other. I have so much Christmas. It's like,
well, now is
I almost want to call him. Well, he'll see this. Hopefully.
Where are you selling everything now?
So through online, through orders online, and through friends, family. I'm placing them in specific locations here in South Florida, and I'm just beginning. Because
is it on your website yet or Etsy?
We need to launch the website.
Okay.
We haven't launched it. It's live. It's up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the product is loaded in, but I'm getting ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, Etsy just can, even just for some of your Christmas stuff, if you'd want to get up there quick if it's not ready.
Yes.
And because they can do some marketing for you.
Yes, exactly. But I'm on Shopify.
Okay.
It's just not live. I haven't pushed the...
All right.
You know,
so push live.
I will push live.
I'm really amazed.
Yes.
This is great. Do you wish you could have done this sooner? Like if you were to look at your younger creative artist self before you went in your whole corporate career, what would you have said?
I think everything's meant to be. I think I was on a journey and I learned so much. I love my career. I love the travel industry, technology. I ran sales for North America for the largest travel tech company on the planet and loved every minute and love the people in the industry. In fact, they're still calling, trying to reel me back in. You know how it is. Once you're in it, you can't get out. Kind of like the mafia. And I can say that because I have an Italian last name. But, you know, I decided when I left my company that I wanted to create a future. And you only do that by your own self and your own journey. So I decided to take this leap. It's exhilarating. It's like diving off a cliff. But once you hit the water and you come to the surface, it's the best thing you could have ever done. So, I don't know that I would want to have done it any sooner because I was blessed to have the ability to travel all over the world and meet people all over the world and see the most beautiful places. One of my most phenomenal last trips, which was in November of 18, was Jordan. I got to go to Petra,
wow. Okay.
Which was amazing. I still need to get to Israel. I was so close, but so far.
I know.
And then the world shut down. So the plan was 2020, go to Israel. I didn't get a chance to do it. So now I have to do it as soon as things are a little bit more stable. Not breakouts of this COVID and all that.
Well, but there's such a huge art scene in Israel. As somebody, I personally grew up there. So I feel like this would definitely fit the vibe with the whole artist scene. I'm always amazed in Israel because life there is so tough.
Yes.
There is such a powerful art community because that's how they balance out the harshness. So like I'll see it where they're sitting in a bunker and they're creating art.
Yeah,
so much more than I see it here. Well, look at you. You started from one bottle and one idea, and your room. This room is magical.
Yes. And I actually have more upstairs. That's a whole another story. But
what will you create next? I'm picturing chandeliers as I look at your chandelier.
Listen, and the sky is the limit, really and truly. This was meant to be just the entry level. This is one thing that we can do with this glass. There is so much more that we can do that would help, eliminate the waste issue and give people creative outlet, whether it's creating glass chandeliers or candles or this or that. There's so many things that can be done. I see so much creativity out there, but you know, this is a beginning.
This is the beginning, and you're creating art, you're channeling something that you love, you're working on sustainability to keep the planet better. And you're donating
and sparkling people. It's all about keeping people sparkling. You know, I mean, they're unique, one of a kind gifts that, you know, create memories with the people that you love. And whether you're using them as gifts or as table decor, like in here, I have some of the bottles for the autumn as table decor. I have them on the mantle for the Thanksgiving holiday coming up. Here, I can turn the light so it's a little lighter for the pictures. But, you know, home decor, Thanksgiving decor, in this case, a holiday decor, life events, anything, every day. You know, there's so many beautiful things that can be made, and I'm super excited. You know, I started now with the line with the Hamsa and the crystals, doing the jars. There's so many more beautiful, you know, illustrations and applications that can be done, and we're only beginning, so we're excited.
I'm excited for you. It is magical and inspiring, and that is what I love.
I need your help.
Despite it all. All right, well, let me help you.
Good.
Can we start by making one?
Yeah, we can make one.
We can do anything. All right, yeah. I'm gonna stop taping here. Thank you guys for joining. This is the first time we've actually called the show Art and Heart, but it truly feels that is the most fitting name you could possibly call the show. For the longest time, I've been saying to everyone I meet, I am here to take your art and your heart, your message, your story to the world, whether it's putting your story on a t-shirt or telling your story to the world. That is what I love to do. And it is just such a great feeling to be here in South Florida, seeking happiness, finding everybody's art and heart and sharing it with the world. We're here focusing on everything that has to do with fashion, food, family, fitness, and fun. Keep doing it. I hope you come along with me. So how can you come along with me? Well, you can grab a copy of my ebook. It's free, just for you. That's at DanielaPlatt.com. Also follow me on Facebook. We will be having a Facebook group called Art and Heart, which is gonna be creatives and artisans all coming together. Just join the group, give me about 10 minutes and the group will be made. But really it's a place for people to collaborate, share ideas and share cool things, because every time we turn around, we're meeting people that are creating, let's keep sharing that creativity. And you know, one thing about art and fashion, it makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you smile. When you smile, it releases endorphins, happy molecules in your brain, and it truly makes you happy. And when you're happy and you're smiling, it is contagious. You truly are gonna light up the world with your smile. They're gonna smile. And that is what art does. And that is what Art and Heart is about, bringing beautiful things from what we hear on the street to you. So please join us, DanielaPlatt.com. You'll also get my free ebook over there. And join the Facebook group, Art and Heart. Thank you so much. And you are limitless. You can be and do anything. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.